Hello, it's me again. It took me a while to return to the course. Anyway, let's proceed. We were not here. We were one page before. We were here. I told you that ZTree comes in two packages. Package one is the editor slash server environment. This is pretty much what you work on. And then the second program is ZLeaf. That is basically the surface that the participants working on. for you, not setting up a lab, it's just important to have both of them in one folder. Stuff. The rest we will do. One little information that is may perhaps useful for many of you is that it comes with a calculator function. So you can activate via ZLeaf the calculator on the computer the client is working on. I will come to that. And let's have a little look at the stuff that you can do with ZTree. This is basically top-end programming that you can do. Just how it looks, there are tons of variation where you can play around with the color, with the font size, with whatever. You can include photographs, text, form, calculations, and so on, in infinite number of opportunities that you have. But you will soon discover that the standard boxes that we work with are rather boring. They come with the gray background, then small little standard Arial font. That is not so amazing, but at the end of the course, I will show you tricks how to enlarge, how to change the lookalike of the environment the participating is working on. For the moment, we start with the simple standard, and that is rather boring, but it gives people sufficient information to work on an experiment. So basically you can run very complicated experiments with ZTree without knowing much about design. The design issue is something that we will discuss towards the end of the course. As I said, we have the structure that is two divided. Actually, it has three components. You see basically only two components. You see ZLeaf and ZTree. You are working basically on ZTree. This is also the editor. That means that you program your little ZTree code in the editor in ZTree, and then you activate that in ZTree. This means that it also functions as the server. The information is then given, called here the parameters, to the ZLeaf. ZLeaf displays the questions to the participants. Participants enter information, that's here input. All the input is collected on the server, and that is the third element, because on the server computer, server is the server exists for the server file, sorry, and the server file for the entire experiment is created. That's automatically done. Therefore, for you, ZTree has only two components. So, and this third component that is done automatically, and then the results are dialed back to the clients, and then it continues and continues like that. I'm not the first one. I'm not a super expert on ZTree. I'm just a frequent user. There are other people who try to give you more insight about ZTree. Most number one person is, of course, Urs Fischbacher, the developer. He also has wrote a nice manual, and then other people contributed to this manual as well. You will find the menu plus a lot of information on this issue under www.ztree.uch, and then a lot of stuff that you find there. Also, there's a bug report and workarounds. If you know a bug, then you can go there. There's a discussion links with brilliant programmers on ZTree. The rule of this discussion list here, you see the list, the link to the list. The rule of the list, of course, is that first you try to solve this problem on your own. If you have digged into all this information that is provided here and could not solve the problem, then you may ask the people on the list. If you asked with something that is easily found in the manual, people will be annoyed on the list. But this is a usual list rule, that you don't approach people if you have. So please invest first. Yeah, they want to see that you have thought about that problem, and then you approach the list. Don't approach the list for everything. Most likely then you will not get a response from them. Otherwise they are very nice and they are helpful and they will tell you what to do. If you want to use ZTree in your experiments, as I guess, because you see my course, please make sure that you cite that in your paper that you're going to produce with the data. How this is done is also explained on the ZTree pages. Don't forget to do that. Yeah. So Urs Fischbauer and all these brilliant people who worked on ZTree, they do this, they provide this public good for free. The only currency that they want to have the payoff is this citation. So please contribute to this by citing them afterwards. If you don't, you may end up getting a not so nice email from Urs Fischbacher. I never got one, but I've heard that these are not so nice emails. Yeah, the only thing you really have to do while doing this course is not just listen. Try to help yourself, help around with others. If you know problems of them, please help them. You learn by helping others. Try to play around with the programs. Try to play around with the program. Program your own little remarks or examples, and then you will easily find that ZTree is a nice little program and not complicated at all. The worst thing you can do is just listen to me. Yeah, be active in this course. Although it's a one-directed course, it's a video course, but nonetheless, do something. That's important. Today we will provide you with the version 4.11. That's also the current version, so we are up to date. You can also work typically, you can also program on older versions, but you may have the problem that you then cannot run certain techniques on older versions, but because they came up later. What is always nice is that if you have a functioning program in, let's say, programmed in 3.71, you can always run this on later versions. So it's downward compatible. The only problem is if you open up that program, so let's say you program something on 3.71, and then you play this in the experimental lab on 4.111, then you cannot reopen that with 3.171. So the newer version always identifies that this program has been run on a newer version, and then you cannot go back. So you always have to keep up with the latest version. So the best way is always to keep up with the latest version on your computer, or at least the version that is run on the laboratory computers. Feel free to play around. And we stop at this point here. And then when we continue with the real first example in Z-Tree.